and she's not been heard from. We have detectives working around the clock, Cohasset Police detectives, along with detectives from the Mass.
We just see if we can get that audio back.
Working around the clock. With that, I'll open up 20 questions. Along with detectives from the Massachusetts State Police, as well as detectives from the towns of Hingham, Hull, Norwell, and Scituate. With that, I'll open it up 20 questions.
Are there suspicious circumstances here that you're concerned about?
At this point, it's a missing person investigation. We're just trying to locate Anna and get her home safely. Whether, you know, we have nothing to support anything suspicious or criminal.
Who reported her missing, and where was she actually last seen? Inside her home? What was she doing prior to her going missing?
She was last seen at her house in Cohasset on the first of the year, in the early morning hours, approximately 4 or 5 a.m. She was reported missing Wednesday. Simultaneously, we received simultaneous reports from her employer in Washington, D.C., as well as her husband, who lives here in Cohasset.
Was she supposed to get on a plane to go to Washington, D.C.? Was that why she would have left the house?
It was reported that she was looking, that she took a ride share from her home in Cohasset to Logan Airport to board a plane to go to Reagan International Airport in D.C.
Do you have any evidence that she actually took that
rideshare? We have been in contact with the rideshare companies. We have not been able to confirm that she actually got into a rideshare service. That being said, we know that there's situations where rideshare service, Anna is a person who commutes to D.C., and sometimes the drivers go offline. They don't go through the actual rideshare service. They'll contract with the fare themselves. So we have detectives working on that right now. But at this point, we cannot confirm that she actually got into a rideshare in Cohasset. We can further, we have confirmed with the airlines, and that's been a challenge, that she did not board a plane this week.
I'm sorry, you confirmed that she did not board the plane?
We,
you know what airline she was supposed to get on to
with that? We have confirmed that. We've confirmed with all airlines. And again, it's been a challenge. It's been widely reported to the media that there's been challenges with travel over the holidays. So there's been a bit of chaos with flights being canceled and flights being rescheduled. So we had some difficulty initially getting that information to a point where it was solid information.
So you're looking for her here? You're not looking for her in other states, or are you looking for her beyond Massachusetts?
We're looking everywhere, and again, that's why we're here today, to try to find Anna and bring her home.
Is her husband cooperating with the investigation?
Yeah, her husband has been fully cooperative. Her family has been cooperative. She has family that lives outside the country. She has quite a few friends, both here and in Washington, D.C. They've been fully cooperative in working with detectives, and the company that she works for, their security department, has been very helpful.
Did she take her license, her cell phone, things that she would normally take if she was heading to D.C.?
It's reported that she did have her bags with her.
And what about her cell phone? When's the last time anyone was able to deliver a message? When's the last time she received a message?
The cell phone has been off since around the first of the year, and again, that's one of the investigative leads that we're tracking down, but detectives are working the electronic forensics. It's very difficult, as you know, nowadays not to leave an electronic footprint or some type of footprint with your debit cards or your credit cards, and none of these things have been active since the first of the year.
What time was she supposed to be taking that?
It was reported that she left the house around 4 a.m. and shortly thereafter, I believe 6 a.m.
So someone saw her leaving the house physically?
We have information to that effect.
Video?
No video.
Is there any suspicion that she's in danger at all?
Right now it's a missing persons investigation, and the focus right now is on, you know, trying to locate her, whether, you know, she just needed a little break or a timeout. We're just looking for her. If that's the case, we're just looking for her to call. You know, all it takes is a phone call to let us know that she's okay.
Is there any description of, like, a car or any, would she just be walking around? Like, how?
She has a vehicle, but she leaves it in D.C. She commutes several times a month to and from D.C. They do have a townhouse in D.C. The vehicle is usually left there. The vehicle is in D.C. We're able to confirm that. We've been working with Washington, D.C. Metro Police. They've searched the townhouse. There's no signs of her there. Right now, the last information we have is that she get into a rideshare vehicle in the early morning hours of the 1st.
Do you know who the last person to see her? Was it her husband? Did her husband actually see her leave the house? Who's been the last person who saw her?
He was sleeping when she left. It was reported as early morning.
How long will this be considered a missing person case before you decide that she's in danger or something that along those lines?
Well, it's not normal that she's missing. So we automatically feel that she's in danger by the mere fact that she's missing. Other than that, there's no evidence to support anything illegal.
Do you know why it took so long to report her missing?
We're not exactly sure. It seems like it was a situation where, she does work in D.C. and it's not abnormal for her to, work long hours and not contact the home right away. So that seems to be the case.
You said she was reported missing Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Do you see any connection between her husband's crime?
Not at this point. There's, seem to be two very separate things. And again, the husband's been very cooperative, but our main focus today is trying to locate Anna, and hopefully we can get a phone call from her or someone that she knows and that will let us know that she's okay.
What is the legal history that you know of her husband?
We've heard things. We've talked to our federal partners, but one thing does not seem to have anything to do with the other.
Does she have any history of mental illness?
Not that we know of.
Do you know what kind of car the rideshare was that supposedly picked her up?
We can't confirm that a rideshare actually picked her up.
So it was just scheduled to pick her up, or was
it was reported that she was going to be picked up by a rideshare?
Can you say who was the last person to see her if her husband was sleeping, who actually saw her at 4 or 5 in the morning?
A family member.
Who was at the house?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so they physically saw her at 4 or 5 in the morning on New Year's Day.
That's what's being reported to us.
And was that one of her children, or was there somebody else in the home?
It's a family member.
And you said that his legal history, the husband has nothing to do with it. What is that legal history that you've examined and
Again, we're going to focus on getting Anna home. His legal history, alleged legal history, I haven't independently confirmed, but the main focus right now is to bring Anna home.
Is there any reason you would believe that she would take off or that she would want to get away? Because you keep saying to call us if you're out there.
Life is challenging sometimes. She has three small kids, the oldest being 6, the youngest being 2, the holidays, working out of state. Sometimes life gets chaotic. So it may be a case where she just needed a break. And if that's the case, we just need a call from her or someone who has talked to her.
We're listening to a live press conference regarding 39-year-old Cohasset woman missing.
Electronics and digital evidence. As of right now, that is turned up nothing.
Have you received any tips thus far?
We've received a ton of information from family and friends, and again, detectives from Cohasset Police, detectives assigned from the state police, as well as Hingham, Norwell, Scituate, and Hull detectives are running down these leads for us.
Yeah, we're trying to find out the whereabouts of this 39-year-old woman, Anna Walsh. You're listening to WATD-FM Marshfield, WBMS Brockton.
Should the broader community other than Cohasset be on the lookout for her, or are you just saying the Cohasset area?
Absolutely the broader community. She does have ties to D.C., and also, she is a she's an executive with the company in D.C., so she has friends all over the country. So, again, we're asking the public to keep an eye out and hoping for the best.
And is that real estate that she's in?
Yes, property management.
This press conference coming from the Cohasset Emergency Operations Center.
It was reported that she was trying to catch a flight early morning hours of the 1st from Logan to DCA to Reagan International in DC.
Is there any way to know when that flight was booked? I think it might kind of questionable that on a holiday, when the Monday is a holiday as well, that she was flying back to work on the Sunday. Is there any way to know when that flight was actually booked?
We can't confirm an actual flight. Again, there's been some challenges trying to work through the airlines with the you know, chaos that's been widely reported over the holidays with certain airlines. So there's been just a ton of flights canceled and rescheduled. So all we can report definitely is that she did not board a flight out of Logan Airport.
Are there any plans for searches in Cohasset with any canines or drones?
We've already conducted a search with canine, our canine unit at the house in adjacent area. We're probably going to revisit that either today or later this afternoon.
So who actually told investigators that they thought she was taking a flight? They thought she was taking a ride share to a flight. Was that her husband?
That came from family members.
Okay, and this is something that's because this is something that she traditionally does, not because she said to someone she was taking a flight in the morning.
This is not out of the ordinary. She does take flights to DC weekly. She did have a flight booked. There was a flight booked. There was a ticket issued for the 3rd of January. Again, this occurred on the 1st, and we cannot confirm a flight on the 1st. So,
concerning?
we're looking at everything. It's been reported that she was called to DC to handle some type of emergency at one of the properties that she manages. That's why she was attempting to go to DC early. She did have a flight booked for the 3rd, but she never got on that flight.
And again, you haven't confirmed that she got on any other flight. So
it's been confirmed she did not get on any flight last week.
Right. But her actual ticket was for the 3rd, but presumably she was leaving to go on to an earlier flight.
Correct.
And I assume there's been no credit card activity, bank account activity, anything like that?
We're working with the credit card companies, but at this point there's been no electronic footprint at all.
Cohasset Police asking for help finding this missing woman. This is Cohasset Police Chief William Quigley, and that news conference just wrapping up. WATD's Lenny Rowe is there covering this story, and so you heard, and we've got Christine James in the newsroom as well, and we're hearing about that the search, they're looking for more information to find any information about the whereabouts of 39-year-old Anna Walsh. You heard it's not unusual for her to leave, to travel. They live in Cohasset, but they also have a townhouse in Washington, D.C., and she travels there sometimes on a weekly basis for her job. She's reported to be a regional general manager at a properties management company called Tishman Spire. And she is also a mom of 3 young children. The oldest is 6, the youngest is 2. And the last time she was seen was about the New Year's holiday. And she had expected to get on a flight at a very early hour, reportedly her husband sleeping, a rideshare vehicle coming to take her to the airport, but they say that she did not get on any flight to go to Washington, D.C. So where was she? Did she get into a vehicle? Did she leave with someone else? That we don't know. So any information about 39-year-old Anna Walsh, get in touch with Cohasset Police. We've got more information and a photo of her up on our webpage. You can get information there at 95.9WATD.com as Cohasset Police are asking for your help in finding that missing woman. And certainly a very sad, upsetting story. And we hope that she is found and reunited with her family. And we'll continue to follow the story with any more developments. But that's the latest from that live news conference that just wrapped up in Cohasset. You're listening to WATD Radio. Audrey Constance up next.